It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not.
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
at you. They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs in the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. And cuties can be you can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Morning. Join a glorious day after a nice Monday Night Football Jets loss.
Haven't seen you in a while, buddy.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's been a while.
I know.
Hello.
Hello.
Froggy, how are you?
Blessed, alive, after the fight I went through.
Yeah, I know. We always get made fun of for doing traffic talk in the first segment, but it was a doozy today.
I left my house at, I was going to leave early so I could go get a little
snacky poo.
Little snack.
Mm.
So I left my house at about 8:15?
I like that wind thing you or that is that like a hoodie, a windbreaker? What is that?
It cuts.
You look like you're about to dial up the blitz for your defense.
Yeah. Can I just tell you?
Coordinator.
I was so cold. And now you know how these places work outside the stadium, like just outside the stadium or in the stadium. You just buy the shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, let me try that on. So I was trying on stuff and walking out to see.
Give a little looky-loo.
Cut that cold. It was freezing.
The craziest place I saw with the gift shop was at Live. They put up that whole.
Oof. They got a whole tent.
Whole world going on over there, dude.
Yep.
Oh, man. Let us get to headlines brought to us by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. What's going on over there, Froggy? What's
I had to unscrew a Glade plug-in. That's the best smelling this studio has been. And
wow.
I got to just wave my hand.
So she gave you a couple of little... she gave you a couple of spritzes for opening it?
I stole them.
Oh. So here's the deal.
Monday Night Football, the Bills beat the Jets 23-20.
Here, and I love the way people will say they had a lot of opportunities and...
It was a rough game to watch.
It was
a lot of penalties.
It was a long game because of all the damn penalties.
Yeah, very annoying.
But as far as, like, once you played football, it was a decent game. And my problem is that, you know what? When you get in the red zone and you don't score touchdowns and you lose because you don't score touchdowns, maybe you weren't good enough to score down there. Maybe they were better, right? Like, they're making it sound like, oh, we were doing what we wanted to do. We were just screwing it up. No, the other team over there is playing too.
Sure.
So, I hate the fact that Aaron Rodgers threw old boy under the bus, who was not cutting in.
He just
If he would have broken, he would have ran to the other receiver.
It looked like Aaron Rodgers threw a duck.
He threw a duck. And so, yeah. But I don't know how much of a golden opportunity that was because you think about this. You gave up, what, 160 yards rushing?
149.
149. That's the no.
149. I mean, it was a pretty even game offensively.
Right?
But, listen.
Again, and look, let's keep it real. Josh Allen tried to give it to you, too.
For sure.
With that old, where's the ball? So it was, look, every week you line up to play a football game. You don't know how that football game's going to go, right? It could be high scoring. It could be low scoring. It could be penalty ridden. Find a way to win it. The fact that you didn't find a way to win it means you're not good as them. You're not good enough. And so I don't want to hear, oh, we let one slip. You know what's letting one slip?
They keep letting one slip.
You know what's letting one slip? The Canes last year when they didn't take a knee for Georgia Tech. That's letting one slip, right? Where clearly you had the game won. At no point in time did the Jets say, we had the game won and we made a mistake. No.
Yeah, like, look, the Jets, I'm sure, like, they could do a lot of talking to themselves and be like, well, we lost – you know, one score games, the last three games, two of them, if we have a field goal kicker, we're winning. But look, the league, dude. Like,
they were kicking. Did you? Come on, man. No kicker kicks like that, where the ball goes up in the air and makes a left hand turn. That I've seen it there in the old stadium, but they used to have a tunnel and they would always say, oh, they opened up the tunnel for that. But these balls are not kicked bad. The wind is just crazy in that stadium.
Yeah, and you should know that. Like, don't rely on it.
Yeah, right.
You know?
If you don't want to rely on a kicker, just like what I tell you about Chan, if we didn't want to rely on a kicker, we should score a touchdown.
Aaron Rodgers, after the game, because he threw a pick.
He threw a duck.
Mike Williams.
Surprised J-Fig didn't try to kill it.
Mike. we'll have to ask her whenever she gets here.
Nope.
What are we thinking today, boys?
It was rough today.
Rough.
12?
But here's the deal.
Yeah. I think I'm going 16.
You do realize we come from a totally opposite direction.
Yep.
And it should have no bearing on her traffic.
No, the thing is, like, whatever the bearing of traffic is, first of all, like, it's not an everyday adventure. And second of all, it's like...
Yeah, get up a little earlier.
Or yeah, just try some new stuff. I don't know. I don't know. I'm going 16 today. What about you?
16.
What'd you say? You said 12?
I said 12.
You think she's going to be here in 2 minutes?
Yes, and she has had enough of us. So she's been trying, and as opposed to...
What do you mean she's had enough of us?
Because we constantly say stuff, right?
Then she still never come to your voice.
She's had enough of us.
When you have enough of somebody, you come on time to shut them up.
Right.
You don't come later. We were in single digits a month ago.
Like, I'm drawing my own opinions here, and I think because of that...
Just got the... Boop.
That means she hears us on the radio.
excuse me, and in all caps. Okay. In all caps. Nasty traffic.
Wow.
But Jennifer,
would that be
we know, dude. We know there's nasty traffic. It's like it dawns on her every day.
Hey, she talks about how bad the traffic is getting down from down there.
All right, so I'll change it to 19.
Well, okay, no, now that we
nasty
have
traffic. If she's got time to text, that means she's not moving.
No, she's not moving. She's
25.
25.
Wow.
We're gonna break a new show record.
That's a new record.
New show record.
I'm going 18.
Okay.
All right.
You probably said right to me,
I
huh?
I did.
All right.
Good for you.
Yep. Here's Aaron Rodgers after the game. This is him on his game sealing interception, and this is what he had to say.
Verticals, you know, Allen's down the seam, Mike's down the red line. So I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up, three guys go with him. So I'm throwing a no look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running an inbreaker. So
he's got me
down the red line. I was throwing it to the red line, but when I got to about here, I realized he was running an inbreaker. So I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
That is no. Because if it wait,
lies.
If wait, if anything, and here's where it gets tricky. If anything, he was breaking out like running a corner. Okay, so he wasn't breaking in. The other thing is, if you had just chucked it down the field, down the red line, and it was incomplete because you threw it down the red line, I would agree. You never got it there. You never got it there. He was 5 yards past the ball where it landed.
I thought that was a bad look because I feel like, yeah, he had a bad, what looked like an old man pass. And mind you, he did the Hail Mary thing that, you know, he pulls out of his pocket every other season.
Yeah, but it was like he was at midfield.
Yeah.
So it was a 50-yard pass.
This was
chuck it.
I understand. But it was, but this is one of those things where it's like, man, you really feel like you threw that dude under the bus because you had – you had a pop gun arm on that one.
Yeah. Oh, look at this.
Hmm?
Jets Raiders working to complete trade of Devontae Adams.
All right. Well.
And guess what that's, you know what that's going to mean? Now I can underthrow two guys.
Yeah, exactly. So they're probably going to trade Mike Williams to the Raiders.
Right. But here's the deal. Like, he has guys he can depend on. Lazard, who's like, that's his go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
He throws a lot of stuff to the backs. But that pass right there, when it was thrown, what did you say? Uh-oh, it ain't getting there.
No.
Right. You didn't say, uh-oh, wrong route. That didn't look like a uh-oh, wrong route pass.
No, it didn't.
That looked like, uh-oh, I ain't got enough arm.
Yeah, and I think that's an embarrassing thing for him to say.
Right. But that's okay.
Because he's supposed to have the arm. He's supposed to have the chooch.
Here's what I've learned. Here's what I've learned.
Was it the right Achilles that he hurt?
What?
Which Achilles did he hurt?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Here's the deal.
Why are you looking at his push-off?
And all the times I've been around sports.
It looked a little funky. I'm not going to lie.
And all the time I've been around sports, here's how it works. The guy who's untouchable takes the heat.
Oh! Hello!
Wow, 13.
Well, not 13. I mean, yeah, it's still 13. Well, I mean,
so you understand what I'm saying? The guy who can take, so if Tua gets up there, Tua would say, I made a bad throw.
Of course.
He would take it from the guy who would probably get a lot of heat.
Sure.
Right?
Like the Robbie Chosen. We all know. Who's that dude that we had for a week? DeBose.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right. That ran just like, yeah. But Tua took it because, you know, I'm going to be here. The fact that Aaron threw somebody else under the bus.
Bad look.
That's a bad look, even if he's right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he's right, it's a bad look because that guy could lose his job.
For sure.
You're not going to lose your job, so you eat it.
Not only that, it looks like he got a bell rung pretty badly on that because that dude, like, scooped up over him, knocked him right in the head, and the guy's like, now, I don't know if that's like one of those. Maybe you're feeling the injury a little bit more because of what just happened, but it didn't look. It didn't look like it felt good.
My ribs did hurt a lot more when I fumbled. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh man! So there you go. That was Monday Night Football last night. We'll continue to make fun of the Jets today. I'm sure whenever he goes on Rat McAfee today,
he was the wrong guy, Aaron.
No. Wait, look. Here's the problem.
Hmm?
We used to have this problem during games because the coach would go to the offensive line and ask them what happened.
Mm-hmm.
They said, and here's the deal. If you screwed up and didn't block your guy or you got beat, we can continue running this play. You just have to be better. If there's something else going on, right, then we got to change up and do something different. Every time you go to the offensive lineman, they come up with these schemes that the defense is doing as to why they missed their guy. But that's short-lived. You know why? Because the next day we watch film. And everybody's sitting there watching film, remembering what this guy said was going on. And then some coach will say, just got beat, huh? Right? And so, like, it's counterproductive.
Here's the deets on the trade that's going to get finalized later today. Ian Rapoport, he says, Raiders are completing a trade to star wide receiver Davante Adams to the Jets. Back with his good friend Aaron Rodgers. Las Vegas moves on. The Raiders wanted a second-round pick for their star wide receiver. If he performs and he's capable, they'll get it. My understanding is the conditions are based on individual performance. It is a conditional third-rounder going to the Raiders that can become a second-rounder. And then Adam Schefter adds that the Raiders will not pay a dime of Davante Adams' remaining salary. The Jets will take the balance.
Well, that's the key right there.
Which is definitely what
well, basically, they most teams should have probably tried to get the old Osweiler deal. Take this contract and a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Cleveland did. But I don't know, man. Yeah, you think that's going to matter? Like, okay, if Davante Adams was running that route, would it have been different?
No, I don't think so.
Exactly.
I don't think so. Like,
exactly.
I mean, look, he didn't have a statistically bad game up until that point. You know, it was just a bad, like, and that's the thing that's been, I think, frustrating is, like, you have, if you're a Jets fan, you have Aaron Rodgers. He's supposed to lead you to these game-winning drives, and just coming up short, man.
Like, so, my question is, he said he's supposed to be on the red line, so I chucked it down the red line. But where the ball landed, he was already past that.
Mm-hmm.
So what did it matter?
He's claiming that like he saw him screwing up and he adjusted it mid-throw. And I think what happened was is you just didn't get enough on it. It's me. I don't know.
Listen,
he looked a little weird when he released it.
Question. I'm telling you right now, if he would have threw that ball to the red line, the receiver can adjust. That's the greatest thing. Mm. People don't understand. They go, oh, he threw it in stride. No, the receiver's adjusting his speed, his angle, or whatever. So that's why when they say Tua can throw it to open areas and stuff like that, it's give and take a little bit. It's maybe not exactly where it's supposed to go, but the receiver's adjusting, the quarterback's throwing it to an open area. They work together. That ball, I don't care who was playing wide receiver, had no chance of being caught by a New York Jet. None.
Championship series last night, the Mets beat the Dodgers.
Oh! So, last night, I'm doing what I'm doing, watching football. Mm-hmm. My dad calls. I'm like, what? I say, what's up, Pops? He say, did you see the snake in the dugout? The Dodgers! They had a snake in the dugout.
Ah, California.
Right. Like,
that's usually a spider's move.
I said, wait, no, it was in their home dugout.
I believe it.
And so he goes, man, I think I done seen everything. I said, what happened? Some guy just threw a towel over it and just picked it up. He said it was a nice size, too. I can't believe he went on for 30 minutes over this snake in the dugout. I
didn't see it.
No, I got to try to find it now.
I didn't see that. But the Mets, they win 7-3. That series tied at one apiece. Yankees, they take game one of the ALCS. And Giancarlo Stanton, he went deep for all the Marlins fans who want to do that to themselves.
Now the 0-1 is hit in the air to left center.
You didn't have to play
it
that.
Is high. It is far. Oh, it is gone.
It's
a Stantonian home run.
Anthony Rizzo is back in the lineup, Marco. So are you excited that he was able to focus even with the Brown struggles?
That's what I'm saying, baby. Sometimes you got to take your mind off things.
Oh, my goodness. It was a grass snake.
Let me see.
No way. Shout out to ESPN for this headline. Swing and a hiss.
You would still freak out if it was a grass snake, Leroy.
Look, I would.
There's a snake in my boot. Look.
There's a snake in my glove.
Oh, yeah, that's a baby snake.
Yeah. Baby?
Didn't you have a baby snake in your backyard and you freaked out?
Oh, no. I made Mel get that. No, because I have a rule. You know how you have the little boxes you keep outside or whatever?
What box? Out,
the, you know, where you put toys or tools or whatever.
Oh, okay. Like a storage box?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like a storage box?
Yeah. So I always say, buy the one with a bottom on it. Mm-hmm. Right? Don't get the one you just sit on the ground. Mm-mm. We get one with a bottom. My wife bought one without a bottom. I say, hey, when you go up in there and there's some critters, you're dealing with it. She goes, there's not going to be any. Okay. And then I sent the picture to Tobin. What is this? And you know him. It's poisonous. Back away! It's poisonous.
Better safe than sorry.
Right. So it's like, so she's like, oh no, it ain't nothing but a. I say, okay, I'm out. You know, go ahead. I'm out. I'm done with yard work. And then another one of my buddies said, oh, if you saw it, when you go back, it's going to be gone.
That's the worst part.
Right, because you don't know where it went.
Exactly.
But it was gone. We never saw it again.
Finally, locally, Panthers, they whoop Boston's ass again. 4-3. Anton Lundell, he had a huge pair. Sam Reinhart, also a huge pair. Sergei Bobrovsky, he was massive. They couldn't get past him when it mattered. Cats right back at it.
Fights?
Whoopsies. Were there fights? That's all they think about when they play the Panthers. It's like the Panthers are fighting five toddlers out there.
Right. But and Kachuk didn't even play, right?
No.
Right. So
like, no. And then AJ fight? Greer, who's been here for 2 seconds, he's done is whoop Bruins' asses since he's become a Panther. He's like, I got this, boys. I got this. Don't worry. But they're freaking out. The Panthers are so rent-free in the Bruins' head. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And even like the Boston media yesterday, I was like listening to the press sessions afterwards. They're like, how you guys in the head so much? I don't get it. And the Panthers aren't giving them the answers they want. Come on, tell us what you're doing. Well, what are you doing? They're beside themselves. They can't figure out the Panthers. Can't do it.
They're still trying to fight off last season's fights.
They're just getting so angry over the smallest of things.
Oh, Marchand and right. Pastrnak. They're all just... They got this new this McAvoy who's just a dum-dum. You know, he's basically like Julian Hill on skates, just penalty after penalty. You know, it's ridiculous what's going on with them. The Cats wrap up their road trip tonight against the Blue Jackets at 7. You can hear that game on AM 790. And then we got Heat preseason action tonight against the Spurs. Tip-off at the Kaseya Center is at 7:30. You can hear that on 560 WQAM. Wembanyama likely to play tonight, so we will see.
Winsock.
Little Wemby. You going? Yes. Yes.
Glad to be glad to be going back to...
I am. Right. I am. Especially, I tell you what, that new Jumbotron. Magnifique.
I mean, I would hope the Jumbotron doesn't take away from what's going on the court.
Kind of does, though. It's like one of those things you're like distracted.
You know if your team's winning or losing. I'm telling That's you. That's what I'm talking about.
Take a break. Back after this. Wembanyama pulls up for three. Brick. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Miami Dolphins are back at it, although they're off today. Classic day of the team being off on a Tuesday. They take on the Colts this week. Shane Steichen.
Somebody said, they should be practicing it. Tuesday's official NFL day.
The day off.
Unless you play on Thursday.
Right.
Or maybe even a Saturday. I'm not sure. But Tuesday is official day off. And believe me when I tell you, it sucks having a Tuesday off.
Yeah, what are you doing on
Nothing.
Tuesday? It's a terrible day.
You can just go out and watch Monday Night Football and sleep in. And if you're hurt or you're injured, you got to come in and get treatment all day. So.
Yeah, well, you're not working the rest of the week, though.
Huh?
You're not really working the rest of the week.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like you're half-ass working. What are you doing? Are you on a treadmill underwater?
Yeah, Tehran.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
If you hurt?
That's exactly what I said.
If you hurt?
Different schedule. Like, it's different.
No, well, I didn't have, like, See, I was from the old school of rehab. Ah. And our trainers thought, especially when I was in Minnesota.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Soda. If we work him hard enough, he'll want to practice.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
That was the attitude.
Rub some dirt on it, dude. Yeah. That's what era you grew up in and played
in. Isn't that funny? What, Davante Adams' hammy is all of a sudden better?
It's crazy.
It's crazy how
good for him.
Good for him.
Happy for him. Happy that all of a sudden he is healed.
Yeah.
Mike McDaniel. You know, the Dolphins have had some penalty issues.
The whole league has. Let's not just put it on one team. But last night's game.
It was bad.
A lot of laundry.
It was bad.
But, and a lot of the BS calls.
Here was McDaniel on how they're going to get that fixed.
Happy with our practice. I thought we got better before we played the Patriots. And my expectation is that we have a collective understanding of how that got better, not to be confused with what we want or our desired result. But there is no magic fairy dust that got that better. Our operation and our communication was better because we put the work in at that. And so my expectation is to see all of my teammates double down on that and to improve upon what we improved upon.
No.
What? No.
Magic fairy.
No. Anybody just tell me right now.
Yep.
Jennifer, what was the question?
I don't know.
Like when Mike McDaniel sometimes gets done talking, I'm more everybody's on the other side saying, what did we ask him? What's the follow up to that?
Just words. There is no follow up. Yeah. He spoke yesterday, one answer was 6 straight minutes.
No way.
I'm not lying.
What was the question?
No, I believe it.
Did you see the new did you watch the new season of whatever? It don't matter what the question.
Oh, it was like, you know, you guys are. I thought he sounded like a lunatic.
But here's the problem, and here's why I just make fun of him. I don't get mad at him. We can all see what some of these issues are, and it's player related, but he ain't going there, so he goes around it, right? And so I appreciate that, and I'm more than sure the players appreciate that. That's not what's happening behind closed doors. He doesn't have to beat around the bush. He can just be direct and straightforward.
He said, you mentioned the quarter poll here. Most teams are 2-3, 3-2. First of all, is the bye week at a good time so you guys can sit back and realize, okay, things haven't gotten great in the first stretch, but everything is still in front of us that we want. And, dude, look at, I'm just going to show you, come here. Just look at the transcript on the answer. On how long this answer was.
What?
This is his words. Look at this.
How many ums are there?
Just
all it's got to be.
They cut those out of the transcript.
Mm. Oh my god.
Why? Not accurate.
So if you listen to it live, it's even longer.
Like it's great. I was like, what? Here's part of that answer on the 2-3. You know, what did that?
I think the biggest thing is that there's some teams that are. Maybe have 0, 1, or 2 losses that in the NFL you can get lulled to sleep in terms of you can get comfortable. You can be like, all right, we're winning some games, and you can lose the most important, absolute, without non-negotiable, is you have to be playing your best football at the end of the year for you to like the results of the end of the year.
Here. Here's what a normal coach would say that didn't overthink it. So here's what happens. Here's what another coach, if you ask him the same question, would say. We're in no position to take any team lightly, because there's about 15 teams that are in the same position we're in.
Yeah.
Nobody separated themselves except for 2 or 3 teams in the whole entire NFL. So that means every week is going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, but he says all the words.
Right, without actually saying what I just said.
All the words. And I'm just like, maybe he was just revved up because he hasn't talked to anybody.
Oh, so he had some pent up.
I don't know. But like every answer yesterday was like,
no matter
so long.
No matter what.
Longer than usual.
No matter what you ask him, I think in his mind, right, he's trying to accomplish more than just the question.
Doesn't his mouth get tired?
No.
I can understand.
You know, when he takes his mouth takes a break when he goes,
Does it?
Yeah.
What's that, Froggy? Leroy, you said that he tries to, like, you know, not blame the players, which makes sense. He's defending his own team. Right. There's a cut here that says 2.5 minutes on Joe Flacco. How can you potentially talk about Joe Flacco for 2.5 minutes?
Who's not even playing, by the way. They didn't know that at the time, but like 2.5 minutes on Joe Flacco.
But that's it. They didn't know. But here's what's...
Because I don't know where to stop it. I'm like, where does the thought begin and where does it end?
Here's the amazing thing about Joe Flacco. And it's the same thing I said to you last year. Everybody loves Joe Flacco. He makes plays. But then you look at his numbers, and they're meh.
Joe Flacco's mom doesn't have 2.5 uninterrupted minutes of thoughts on Joe Flacco.
Doesn't he have a lot of kids, too?
I don't think he has a lot of kids, but I remember in
He got like 3 kids. He got 3 kids and his son and his kids.
Tyreek.
No, his son, when it was Dolphins Jets before the Dolphins, it was Mike McDaniel's first year, his son was wearing a Tyreek Hill jersey and he was starting for the Jets. He goes, it's the cheetah.
Like that.
2.5 minutes?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Nico's done a very good job, like he has the last couple years, of being, you know, the art of being a good backup quarterback is there's a laundry list of things. One of those things is how much can your offense not miss a beat, so to speak, or how much can your offense adjust around a different, you know, quarterback. And I think to Joe's credit, he's I think he's won two games this year doing exactly what the team needs him to do, which is orchestrate the offense, be able to handle all the different motions and keep the offense on schedule, and then you know, make the plays that you know, the guys that are in there with a different quarter, with a starting quarterback, what they've learned how to make plays on, you know, within that offense with a different guy at helm. So I think he's done a very good job of executing what is the one of the more difficult things in the National Football League, and that's to be be one of 22 players or if you want to do special teams, 33 players on the field that are starters that
nobody gives you allow a damn about special teams. We're talking about Joe Flacco
to help win the game.
Oh my goodness!
By
this has
being
to
a
end.
Professional, knowing when you have to make your plays and when when you leave it up to, you know, maybe the ball carrier or a check down. So
I know what he's doing.
He's
still going.
I interviewed him coming out when he was coming out of Delaware, and they get a fist pump for Delaware.
I'm from Delaware.
didn't expect that.
Don't,
sorry, threw me off.
Hold on,
Mike Aiden.
Don't get this guy.
That's what I'm talking about. Some
now
Delaware
tell
love.
A Delaware story.
So, and happy to see him continue his career as he's done.
Who are we talking about again?
His opportunities in Indy.
Delaware.
What was the question?
How's Joe Flacco, who's not even playing?
That was 30 seconds. I actually cut it
that
off.
That was not 30 seconds.
It just feels like longer when he talks.
Hey, can I just say, I know what he's doing.
Do you think like one
you know, I'm telling you what he's doing. Deflecting. He's going, if I make these questions and these answers long enough, these dudes will stop asking me questions.
No, I don't think it is, Leroy. I think he genuinely just doesn't shut up. More questions came.
You think,
and longer answers.
You think me and him can have a talk off?
I think he beat you, dude.
I think you would have gotten
very upset. I've only I'm going to say this.
Before.
I've only been beaten by one guy. And guess who that guy was?
I know who it is, but you let everybody know.
Lee Trevino.
Whoa! Oh. No, I thought it was Jax.
I thought it was Jax.
No, Jax, give me a run for him. We just go back.
Jax, a good sparring partner?
Yeah, good sparring partner. So I played in this event in New Jersey. We play it every year. It was an NFL Cadillac thing, and you get paired with a pro, and you know you have a cut, and you keep going. So this Friday, I'm paired with Lee Trevino, and we were in the locker room, and the other players were making bets with the pros who was going to talk more. Right? Now, I was at a disadvantage, so I should have got some points for this reason. I was out of my element, right? Like, when you do something that you're not accustomed to doing, you're already a little nervous, and the talking part of it doesn't come natural. Lee Trevino talked. The round of golf was 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
He only stopped talking to swing his golf club. So all the way up
gotta
until
focus.
The time where he got on, hit the ball, then back to his conversation.
Gotta focus.
And I was looking at him going, I said, Lee, I never thought I'd say this before, but if this was the Super Bowl, you have just won the MVP. And like,
can we just think about the ridiculousness of he spoke for 2.5 uninterrupted minutes on Joe Flacco,
yeah,
and then had the audacity to end it with, somebody fist pumping Delaware threw me off my cadence.
My cadence. My whole cadence.
So I was rolling. Wait, yeah. No. And you guys ruined it because you love Delaware.
Wait. Going from a McDaniel story to a Leroy story is radio waterboarding.
Take a break. Back after this.
Everybody get up.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy. WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. If you'd like to donate goods, including tarps, generators, yard waste bags, and canned goods, please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. For more info on how you can help, go to WQAM.com. And thank you for your support. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
All right. Nice weather. Cool. Oh, what a lovely morning. Had to put a little something on the sleeve. You know, old guys get cold quicker.
The old do get cold.
Is there's like a haze. Like, it's cloudy, but it's not. It doesn't look like threatening clouds, except way over there, like those clouds over there. But other than that, it looks pretty good. It was sunny as hell by my house, so I don't know what this is. It'll probably just wear off. I'm just guessing. It shouldn't. There's not going to be any rain today. The winds are coming out of the east. Nothing's moving, so I'm going to say it's 5 miles an hour or less, right? And it's right around 80 degrees. What a lovely day. Oh, great morning. This is why you live in South Florida.
There you go.
Not the last 2 or 3 weeks. Ugh. But yeah. This weather right here is why you live in South Florida.
Isn't there like a storm coming?
When is there not?
I don't know. There's a tropical storm.
Why? Do you even pay attention? Somebody said it in passing, and you go, ooh, storm.
I think she's right. I think there actually is a storm brewing.
What is it called? This starts with is it Nadine?
I don't know.
Something like that, right?
I thought it was a dude's name.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the latest headline says, I could be reading this wrong. Invest 94L become tropical storm or Hurricane Nadine?
Nah, see? Yeah. I thought it was a guy.
How'd you know, like, the hurricane that was on deck? Like, they have these names?
No, I watched the weather.
I know they're alphabetical, but, like,
yeah, I watched the weather. So I knew that. You know what all the names are going to be.
They're alphabetical?
They put the names all. Yeah, like, you can go and see a list of all the name storms.
Oh, Milton, okay.
Yeah, Milton, Nadine, then, you know, just keeps going. Like,
I think it's a dude's name.
There was a.
That's how much I paid attention. I saw storm and I'm like, ugh, negative.
I think it was a dude's
name. Can't deal with it. Speaking of the Hurricanes, by the way, they announced next week FSU. The FSU game will be a 7 p.m. kickoff.
Why?
What do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Huh?
Rivalry game. That's okay. They'll get some tuna. I mean, I know the Noles stink, but I'll do it in a primetime spot.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, is that the best option? Is that why they're doing it? Because, like, Florida State seems.
Well, it's
like,
not the ABC game. I'm not sure what the ABC.
Florida State seems to me like they need to be.
They need to be banished.
1 o'clock.
No, I'm with you.
12 o'clock. As Robbie would say. With Happy Nooner?
That's what we have this week. We have Sleepy Nooner.
Sleepy Nooner.
Sleepy Nooner.
Sleepy Nooner.
Let's see. That week, Texas Vanderbilt is that week. That's been kind of juicy, but I don't know who.
Wait, this is Texas. Who does No, that last week was the big week. Texas, Oklahoma, and Oregon, Ohio State.
I don't know. There's a lot of TBD. So
wait, Texas plays. When does Texas play Georgia? Next week.
Does Texas play Georgia this week? No, Texas play. Well, let's see. Who do they play this week? Texas plays Georgia this week.
Yeah, okay. So that's one versus what, four?
One versus five, yeah.
Five. Man, so the way that Alabama lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't Georgia drop also? Right? Because they lost to Alabama. And
well, I think it was because of Ohio State. That's why. And then Penn State went up. So your top four now is Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Georgia, and then Canes.
I don't want to call my guy out.
Who?
Juice.
Why?
OJ. But your team. I mean, we watch Penn State, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're there. You get what you get. But you're there not because you're winning, but because everybody else is losing.
You know you're going to get a cracked in a couple weeks against Ohio State?
I see. Here's the deal. I can't just discredit them because I've seen Ohio State lose. But I think they're going. If it's a high-scoring game, Penn State loses. If they can keep it in the trenches and run the football and play action, then they have a chance of winning. But they can't just do. They don't have that. I don't think they have the horses that Ohio State has to just be wide open. And gotcha. That's what Oregon does. Oregon kind of makes you, you know, cover the whole field and all over the place.
Yeah, I'm guessing that they still. It looks like based on the schedule for the rest of, not this week, but next week, they're still determining based on what happens this week as to what's going to be the ABC game.
Right.
But they were just like, we for sure want the Canes at that ESPN game,
mm-hmm.
just because you want the Canes in a rivalry game in that prime time spot. Like,
right.
So
yeah.
They're not going to be on the big boy, but they'll be the feature ESPN game.
Right.
Hard Rock Stadium on the 26th. Of course, this week, Canes got a sleepy nooner against Louisville. They're a very challenging game. And, I think it's going to be an interesting test for the Canes.
This is their toughest game.
Arguable.
To date, I would agree with that.
Yes.
This is their toughest game. And the fact that the last two games have been nail-biters mean you got some work to do.
For sure.
And I'm just telling you right now, if this game is close, don't be shocked because Louisville is pretty good. Louisville has had some success. Now, didn't they lose the last couple of weeks?
They won last week.
They were ranked, and then
But they think beat Virginia last week.
Okay,
so they got back in the win column. But yeah, they lost to Notre Dame. They lost to SMU. Bounced back last week. They've beaten Georgia Tech.
Is SMU ranked?
SMU is not currently ranked, I don't believe. Okay, but Rhett Lashley is. They have had some. They have been putting up a lot of points.
Hey, why can't we just cheat like Michigan?
They are 21. 21. Excuse me. They are 21 now.
Yeah.
Who?
SMU.
You're right.
Yeah.
21. I thought they were ranked. 21. So that actually, I mean, they beat up Louisville pretty good, didn't they?
34-27.
Oh, okay, no, that's
they put a point. They smoked FSU.
That's smoked FSU.
They put up 66 on TCU.
Wow,
they lost.
That's unheard of, right? Remember TCU used to be that school that played in the mud. You know, everything was physical. Man, 66. Wow.
Yep. And their only losses to BYU. They lost 18-15 to BYU.
So I just hope.
Who I think is BYU. They were putting this up because they put up strength of schedule. The interesting thing is the analytics have the Canes with the second hardest schedule so far.
Oh.
Interestingly enough. Yeah, they threw that up on Game Day this past week. BYU had the number one strength of schedule, BYU. And the Canes were number two. Yep.
Wow. Why wouldn't it be somebody in the Big Ten or the SEC?
I don't know.
But here's what I hate. I'm going to tell you the one thing I just despise about the rankings. Every year, they put 10 teams of the SEC in the rankings. And then they play each other, and then they try to boost themselves up saying, oh, they played this ranked team or this ranked team or this ranked team. Then at the end of the year, it's three or four SEC schools that are even ranked. So you shouldn't get credit because some clown put a school in your conference that you have to play and rank them. Because a lot of those teams don't end up being ranked. That's what sucks about the whole SEC thing. Like, yeah, you know what? They had, four teams in the top 10 when the season started? Now they got Alabama, they have Georgia, they have Ole Miss.
In the top 10?
Yeah, Ole Miss.
They got Texas.
Texas. So they got four teams in the top 10.
Texas, Georgia, Alabama, LSU.
LSU and Ole Miss. LSU beat Ole Miss.
Yeah, Ole Miss is not.
Okay, so that's it was between.
But it is 14.
I thought Ole Miss beat LSU. I'm sorry.
Ohio, so, and then the Big Ten has. Where's Iowa? Says Iowa State in the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Iowa also has four teams.
What do you mean the Big Ten? In the Big top 10?
Yes.
Who's in? We got Penn State. Oregon, Penn State.
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Iowa State.
Iowa State.
I just asked you, is Iowa State in the Big Ten?
No, okay. I thought you said it was Iowa. No, Iowa is. Iowa State.
I don't know where
not.
Anybody is anymore.
Iowa State is not.
Big 12.
All right, so we got three. So, but still, you know.
And then the two ACC teams, Clemson's 10, and the Canes are 6.
Okay.
Although the Clemson, they want to sue, so.
Who wants to sue?
Clemson. They're trying to sue to get out. So.
Because they want to try to do it without winning any, without using any of their own money.
Well, you know, they should just talk to their number one NIL, you know, and ask him to win the lawsuit for them.
Baby Jesus. NIL, baby Jesus.
We believe it's our legal right based on our NIL that we are out of the ACC. That's what we believe.
Yep. Okay.
We built this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
Thank you, Dabo. Take a break. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.